in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
It's terrible. It's just in a horrific state. I'll tell you that much. We've lost more buildings in the first flood. We've lost more apartments in the first flood. It's a horrific disaster. We've got no power, no water. It's very terrible.
In terms of access to areas, to people's homes, what can you say on the extent of damage to roads and infrastructure?
It's very bad. I'm telling you, there's some places we can't get to as yet, but most roads have been opened.
And looking at rescue efforts or missing persons in the area, has there been any such cases?
Yes, we've had helicopters fly in to take people out of apartment blocks. We've had a lot of rescue attempts, and we've, by great grace of God, have no deaths.
Can you tell me about the relief efforts that are currently going on in your community? We do know that a large part of Umhloti is without water.
The entire Umhloti has no water at all. We are really under a lot of pressure. We've got no power, we've got no water, we've got basically nothing at the moment. People are worried, they are stressed, it's really a terrible situation to be in. We will know a bit more about the water at 9 o'clock morning because we've got a meeting with Waterworks up in Bellamont. But so far, we've got nothing.
Have there been any people displaced?
A lot. We've got buildings that's fallen to the ground. So more than 12 apartments have gone. They're all living with neighbors and family and so forth. But they've lost everything. They've lost every single thing they own. Because in some cases, even the cars went with the garages to the ground.
Vicky, we know that there have been funds set aside by government to help aid certain hard-hit areas. What is your appeal now, seeing the devastation that your community has been through?
I haven't seen any government type of organization come in here. We've cleared the roads ourselves. Okay, the army has helped us with one of the roads. The army was dispatched to us. But otherwise than that, everything's happening behind the scenes.
And Vicky, how are you coping emotionally?
I'm drained. People who know me, they came to me and they said to me, "My God, I've never seen you like this." It's the first time in my life that I felt so weak and so in this position. Really, I'm emotionally finished.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.